Cutting pliers are incredibly handy, and in my opinion, it's a must-have tool. The question, though, is that $12 set of pliers just as good as a set that costs $70? In the first test, we'll see which pliers make the closest cut to the panel. Then we'll compare their performance cutting through nails, screws, and even drill bits. Only one set of pliers will survive the final test, setting a new benchmark in excellence. At a price of only $12, the least expensive brand we'll be testing is made by WorkPro. Most of the pliers we'll be testing are 8 inches in length. Laser-hardened for superior cutting performance and superior longevity. We're going to test that. They claim that their cutting edge is very sharp. The WorkPro is made in China. And the WorkPro pliers weigh 332 grams. A close-up look under the microscope, and the cutting knives on the WorkPro don't line up perfectly, but they're pretty close. This style of pliers is designed to cut off staples and nails flush with the panel or board. So let's compare their performance. I'll use a dial indicator to measure how good of a job the WorkPro did at shaving the staple off flush with the panel. And 0.093 inches is not a very good job, and the sharp edge of the staple is going to hurt. At a price of $14 and with a name like American Mutt Tools, I just couldn't resist. They claim that the cutting pliers cut through nails like a hot knife through butter. They also claim that the heavy-duty cutting heads undergo a specialty heat treating process made from precision forged alloy steel. The American Mutt Tools is made in China. And American Mutt Tools weighs 303.3 grams. And the cutting knives on the American Mutt Tools just don't line up very well. And the American Mutt Tools did a much better job at 0.061 inches. That's still leaving quite a bit of staple above the surface of the panel. At a price of $15, is this Hot Mech brand? Most of the pliers are 8 inches in length, but the Hot Mech is 7 inches. Unfortunately, the handle is very stiff, but maybe it'll loosen up after some use. The Hot Mech is made in China, and it's 265.78 grams for the Hot Mech. Unfortunately, the geometry of the knives prevents it from making a flush cut. And 0.076 inches is good enough to move into second place behind the American Mutt Tools. At a price of $16, is this CB brand? High-end cutting edges for soft and hard wire. Drop-forged chrome nickel steel for durability. And the CB handle isn't nearly as stiff as the previous three brands. The CB is made in China. And the CB pliers weigh 310.15 grams. And the cutting knives are pretty close to being properly aligned on the CB. And the CB knives are ground to offer a pretty close shave. And 0.064 inches is very close to as good as the American Mutt Tools. At a price of $16, is this Speedwalks brand? Drop-forged high-carbon steel and heat treatment for strength and durability. And the handle on the Speedwalks is extremely stiff. The Speedwalks is made in China. And the Speedwalks is by far the heaviest yet at 413.66 grams. And the cutting knives on the Speedwalks are misaligned and not well-designed for a close shave. And the Speedwalks performed about the same as a Hot Mech at 0.074 inches. At a price of $17, is this Irwin brand? They claim that it has a durable nickel-chromium steel construction. Induction-hardened cutting edge stays sharp longer. And the handle moves very freely on the Irwin brand. The Irwin is made in China. And the Irwin pliers are also pretty heavy at 379.78 grams. And the cutting knives on the Irwin are just not very well aligned. And the Irwin's cutting knives are definitely not going to offer a close shave. And the Irwin really struggled in this test at 0.0835 inches. At a price of $19, is this Tecton brand? Designed to cut off nails and screws, trim wires, and pulls out staples. Induction hardened to HRC 58 to 64 for superior cutting performance and durability. The Tecton is made in Taiwan. And it's 374.73 grams for the Tecton. And the cutting knives on the Tecton are almost perfectly aligned. Looking at the geometry of the cutting knives, it's just not designed to offer a very close shave. And it's 0.073 inches for the Tecton. At a price of $25, is this Bates brand? Made from high carbon steel for long lasting performance and preventing rust. They claim that it can cut wires or nails or simply pulls them out. The Bates pliers are made in China. And the Bates pliers weigh 290.86 grams. And there is a small misalignment with the Bates pliers. For such a small staple, it is taking quite a bit of squeezing force to cut through the staple. And the Bates really struggled in this test at 0.08 inches. Also, the price of $25, the same price as the Bates, is this Weha brand. The Weha pliers are made in Vietnam. The handles move nice and freely, and is 307.74 grams for the Weha. And the Weha pliers are very nicely aligned and appear to be well designed for a close shave. And the Weha just delivered the closest shave yet at 0.045 inches. At a price of $27, is this Performance Tool brand. They claim that they're made from drop forged and hardened chrome vanadium steel, induction hardened and precision sharpened cutting edges. The Performance Tool is made in China. And the performance tool pliers are the heaviest yet at 433.95 grams. And the cutting knives are misaligned by just a little. And the performance tool actually performed pretty well at 0.054 inches to move into second place behind the Weehawk. At a price of $28 is this Channel Lock brand. Only Channel Lock uses a knife and anvil style cutting edge to ensure perfect mating and superior cutting edge life. High carbon steel for superior performance. Specially coated for ultimate rust prevention. They also come with a lifetime warranty. The Channel Lock pliers are made in USA. And the Channel Locks weigh 307.91 grams. And the Channel Locks knife is properly aligned with the anvil and the pliers should offer a pretty close shave. And the Channel Locks move into second place behind the Weehawk pliers at 0.051 inches. At a price of $31 is this Blue Point brand, which is sold by Snap-on. DropForge chrome nickel alloy is fine polish for corrosion resistant finish. Dipped grips deliver optimal comfort during high strength gripping. Unfortunately, the handles are pretty stiff on the Blue Points. And the Blue Point pliers are made in China. And the Blue Point pliers are pretty light at 289.42 grams. And the cutting knives on the Blue Point are off by just a little, and the cutting knife geometry looks decent for a close shave. And the Blue Point performed about average at 0.061 inches. At a price of $34 is this Barnwell brand. The cutter allows you to cut medium wire up to 3.8 millimeters and hard wire up to 3 millimeters. The Barnwell pliers are made in Germany and is 362.17 grams for the Barnwell. And the German-made Barnwell pliers have cutting knives that are almost perfectly aligned, and they also are very well designed for a flush cut. And 0.05 inches is good enough to take away the second place position from the Channel Lock. At a price of $35, is this NWS brand. Inductively hardened power transmission with optimal leverage for easy and effortless work. Made of tool steel, forged and oil hardened. The NWS is made in Germany. The NWS pliers are pretty light at 293.49 grams. And the NWS's cutting knives are also nicely aligned, and the cutting knife geometry should allow for a very close shave. And the pliers performed almost as well as the Barnwell pliers at 0.051 inches. At a price of $35, is this Gear Wrench brand. Exclusive rounded inside edges for comfort. It has a slim handle design. Curved back handles for added leverage and less slip. The Gear Wrench pliers are made in Taiwan. And the Gear Wrench pliers weigh 332.38 grams. And the cutting knives on the Gear Wrench are nicely aligned, and they have a pretty good geometry for cutting close to the panel. And 0.051 inches moves the Gear Wrench into a three-way tie for third place with the Channel Lock and the NWS pliers. At a price of $36, is this Milwaukee brand. The Milwaukee has an iron carbide edge for long cutting life. Optimized blade angle for cutting and pulling nails. It comes with a limited lifetime warranty. Milwaukee claims that these pliers are professionally made in China. And it's 292.49 grams for the Milwaukee. And the cutting knives and the Milwaukee pliers are nicely aligned. However, the cutting knives are not ground for a super close shave. Unfortunately, there's a little unfinished business. However, 0.057 inches is still a little bit better than average. At a price of $50, is this Wazakura brand. They had to beat and shape the heat-treated steel to make it even stronger. They claim that samurai swords also have been made with this forging method. Ideal for cutting metal wire, iron, and nail heads. The Wazakura pliers are made in Japan. And the Wazakura pliers are by far the heaviest yet at 493.13 grams. And the cutting knives on the Wazakura pliers are definitely the best aligned, and they have by far the best geometry for a flush cut. And there's a very small amount of staple above the surface of the panel. And the Wazakura just moved into the lead at 0.023 inches. Very impressive. At a price of $63, is this Knipex brand. They claim the cutting edge hardness is approximately 64 HRC. The Knipex pliers are made in Germany. The Knipex pliers are also very heavy at 460.27 grams. And the cutting knives on the Knipex are very nicely aligned, and they seem to have a pretty good geometry for a close cut to the panel. Definitely not as close as the Wazakura. And the Knipex still perform better than average at 0.057 inches. At a price of $70, the most expensive brand we'll be testing is made by Godor. It's designed for hard wire and piano wire. Double lever mechanism for maximum cutting performance. The Godor pliers are made in Germany. And the Godor pliers weigh 429.47 grams. And the Godor pliers might offer a lot of leverage, but the cutting knives are just not very sharp. Unfortunately, the Godor had to smash its way through the staple, and it didn't make a very close cut. And the pliers really struggled at 0.083 inches. So the Japanese Wazakura pliers made the closest cut to the panel at 0.023 inches. The Weehawk pliers also performed very well at 0.045. Barnwell finished at third at 0.05 inches, and several other brands finished at 0.051. And grip strength does vary quite a bit, but you probably have a grip strength at well over 100 pounds. So let's see how much grip strength it takes to cut through a 16-penny galvanized nail with each of the pliers. Sharpness and hardness of the cutting knives, as well as leverage profile, are all factors. This tester will measure the amount of downward force on the handle. Nails are relatively soft, and cutting through them should be very possible with end cutters. However, if you're cutting through a nail with the Work Pro, you'll need a lot of hand strength to make the cut at 184 pounds. With a name like American Mutt Tools, who knows what to expect? And the American Mutt Tools made the cut at 150 pounds or 34 pounds better than the Work Pro. And the hot mech just doesn't seem too hot at making this an easy cut. And 197 pounds is quite a bit of hand strength you'll need to cut a nail. I'll add some locking pliers to the long end of the nail to avoid injury from a ricocheting nail. And the CB takes even more hand strength to make the cut than the hot mech at 199 pounds. And the Speedwalks has some pretty comfortable grips. And the Speedwalks perform good enough to move into second place behind the American Mutt Tool at 175 pounds. And the Irwin's cutting knives are misaligned, but the Irwin's still perform better than average at 162 pounds. So American Mutt Tools is still in the lead. And the Taiwanese-made Tekton pliers have cutting knives that are lined up almost perfectly. And 156 pounds is good enough to move into second place. And the Bates pliers really struggled at cutting through the buttery soft nail. And 204 pounds moves the Bates into last place. Unfortunately, the jaw on the Bates pliers is now bent and the cutting knives aren't making contact with one side. And the Weah pliers are designed to offer a lot of leverage. And the Weah brand just moved into the lead at 147 pounds. And the Performance Tool pliers are built quite a bit heavier than the previous brands. And they perform good enough to move into fifth place at 174 pounds. And the USA-made Channel Lock pliers are also designed to offer a lot of leverage. And the Channel Locks perform well at 150 pounds to move into a two-way tie for second place with the American Mutt Tools. Snap On sells their Chinese-made blue points for $31, which is more expensive than most of the other pliers. Unfortunately, 250 pounds is by far the worst yet. And the cutting knives in the German-made Barnwell pliers look pretty sharp. And the Barnwells perform quite a bit better than average at 155 pounds. And the German-made NWS pliers seem to offer less leverage than the Barnwell pliers. And it's 182 pounds to make the cut. Just like the Weah pliers, the Gear Wrench pliers offer a lot more leverage than most of the other brands. And the Gear Wrench moves into second place behind the Weah pliers at 149 pounds. And the Milwaukee pliers seem to be well built, but $36 seems to be quite a bit for cutters that are manufactured in China. And it's 215 pounds to make the cut. And the Japanese Wazakura pliers use a metal hardening process that's very similar to the process used for a samurai sword. And the pliers just moved into a two-way tie for second place at 149 pounds. And the Knipex pliers are very well designed to offer a lot of leverage. And the Knipex pliers just made the cut at only 76 pounds. Very impressive. And the Godor pliers also offer a lot of leverage, but the cutting knives are very blunt. And the Godor pliers made the cut at only 89 pounds. Very impressive. So the German-made pliers take the first and second positions. And the Vietnamese-made Weah pliers finished in third at 147. Most of the pliers claim that they are designed for cutting screws or piano wire. So let's see how they perform cutting through a number 10 deck screw. If you need to cut through a deck screw with the Work Pro pliers, you're going to need some really strong hands. And it took 331 pounds to make the cut. And the cutting knives on the Work Pro are still in very good condition with only minor wear and tear. And the American Mutt Tools once again outperformed the Work Pro, making the cut at 287 pounds. That's 44 pounds better. And the cutting knives are still in very good condition. You also need some pretty strong hands to cut through a deck screw with the hot mech at 310 pounds. Unfortunately, the jaw now has a small bend in it. However, the cutting knives are still in pretty good shape. And the CB struggled with the 16-penny nail, and it struggled to cut the screw. And 330 pounds is quite a bit of force to make the cut, but the cutting knives are still looking good. And the Speedwalks performed better than the CB with the nail, and they performed better cutting through the screw at 299 pounds. However, the cutting knives did experience some blunting, and the Irwin pliers cut through the nail at 162 pounds, but the screw took a lot more force at 276 pounds. The knives are still in pretty good shape, but there is a small amount of damage. And the Taiwanese Tekton pliers performed better than average cutting through the nail, and they just took the lead from the American Mutt Tools at 244 pounds. And the cutting knives are still in very good condition, at least for now. And the Bates pliers made it to around 220 pounds when they began losing ground. Unfortunately, the Bates pliers were unable to make the cut. And the Bates pliers are now having to exit the competition with a pretty crooked smile. And the Weah pliers performed very well cutting through the nail, and they just moved into the lead over the Tekton pliers at 233 pounds. Unfortunately, the Weah pliers did experience some minor damage to the cutters. And the $27 Performance Tool pliers cut through the nail at 174 pounds, but the pliers really struggled with the screw at 321 pounds. Unfortunately, the cutting knives did experience more damage than most of the other brands. And a channel like Pliers offer a tremendous amount of leverage, and things seem to be going just fine. Unfortunately, things went from happy to snappy at 227 pounds. And the channel like Pliers have been destroyed, but maybe they can be used as a gasket scraper. The cutting knives did experience a small bend. And the Snap-on Blue Point Pliers really struggled with the nail, and they struggled with the screw at 354 pounds, the most yet. However, the cutting knives are still in great shape. And the Barnwell Pliers perform quite a bit better than average cutting through the nail, and they just moved into third place behind the Tecton Pliers at 267 pounds. The cutting knives are still in pretty good shape, but they did experience a small amount of wear and tear. And the NWS Pliers just aren't designed to offer very good leverage. And 353 pounds is the most force yet. And the cutting knives experience a little bit more damage than most of the other brands. And the Gear Wrench Pliers offer quite a bit more leverage than most of the other pliers, and that really helped. And 225 pounds is good enough to move into the lead, and the cutting knives are still in great shape. And the Milwaukee Pliers struggled quite a bit with the nail at 225 pounds, and it also struggled with the screw at 320. However, the cutting knives did hold up well. And the Wazakura Pliers performed a lot better than average cutting through the nail, but the cutting knives are way too soft for the screw. And the Wazakura gave up at 375 pounds. The jaw has a small bend, and the cutting knives experienced a lot of damage. And the Knipex Pliers totally dominated the competition in the first round at 76 pounds. And the Knipex just made very easy work of the screw at only 94 pounds. Very impressive. And the cutting knives are still in very good condition. And the Godor Pliers gave the Knipex Pliers a run for the money cutting through the 16-penny nail. Unfortunately, the blunted cutting knives really held back the Godor Pliers at 148 pounds. So the Knipex ran circles around the competition at a very impressive 94 pounds to cut through the screw. Godor also performed very well, finishing in second place at 148. Gear Wrench finished in a distant third at 225 pounds. While assessing damage and durability is highly subjective, most of the pliers received the best possible rating of 1. Unfortunately, some of the pliers did not survive cutting through the screw and received the worst possible rating of 5. While screws are very hard, drill bits are even harder. So let's see how the pliers perform cutting through the shank of a 3/16 inch drill bit. And the Work Pro made the cut at 312 pounds, and the cutting knives held up really well. The American Mutt Tools has outperformed the Work Pro throughout the showdown, and it once again outperforms the Work Pro at 310 pounds. And the cutting knives held up even better than the Work Pros. And the jaw on the hot mech was already bent, and it really struggled to make the cut. And 395 pounds is a lot of force, and the pliers experienced additional damage. And 423 pounds is a lot of force, and that's what it took for the CB to make the cut. And the cutting knives actually look pretty good. And the Speedwox has consistently trailed the American Mutt Tools throughout the showdown, and it trailed the American Mutt Tools once again at 329 pounds. Just a small amount of damage to the cutting knives. The Misalign cutting knives really seem to be holding back the Irwin pliers. 376 pounds is quite a bit of force, and the cutting knives experienced a small amount of damage. Considering the price, the Tecton pliers have performed well throughout the showdown, and 319 pounds is good enough to move into the third position. There's a small amount of damage to the cutting knives, and the Wheel pliers have proven to be a top performer for the pliers in its price range. And 269 pounds is the best yet, and the cutting knives are still in very good condition. And the Performance Tool pliers have trailed the Wheel pliers throughout the showdown, and the pliers made the cut at 393 pounds or 124 pounds more than the Wheel, and the cutting knives experienced moderate damage. And the Blue Point pliers continue to trail most of the competition at 429 pounds. The cutting knives experienced minor damage. And the Barnwell pliers continue to perform quite a bit better than average, making the cut at 291 pounds. And the cutting knives look almost as good as new. And the NWS pliers once again trail the Barnwell pliers by over 100 pounds of squeezing force. And it's 433 pounds for the NWS, and the cutting knives experienced minor damage. And the Gear Wrench pliers are designed to offer more leverage than most of the other brands, and that really helps. 287 pounds is good enough to move into second place behind the Wheel pliers. The cutting knives experience minor wear and tear. Just like the NWS pliers, the Milwaukee pliers require a lot of squeezing force to make the cut at 430 pounds. Only minor damage to the cutting knives. Most of the pliers needed around 175 pounds of squeezing force to cut the 16-penny nail in the first test. And a Knipex just cut through the drill bit in only 164 pounds. Very impressive! And the cutting knives still look as good as new. And the Godor pliers have already performed extremely well throughout the showdown, and they perform very well once again at only 187 pounds. And the cutting knives are still in great shape. So the Knipex and Godor brand once again ran circles around the competition. The Wea pliers finished in third place at 269 pounds. I've broken all sorts of pliers and bolt cutters trying to cut through a hex key. So let's see if any of the pliers can make the cut. And the Work Pro pliers are practically indestructible with human hands at 959 pounds. And the upper jaw finally broke. And the cutting knives are very durable and still in very good condition. And the American Mutt Tool has outperformed many of the more expensive pliers throughout the showdown, and the pliers finally broke at 512 pounds. And the cutting knives are in even better condition than the work pros. And the hot mech already has a badly bent jaw. And the hot mech pliers broke near the pivot joint at 573 pounds. The jaw is badly bent and the cutting knives experienced a lot of damage. And the CB pliers held on longer than most, with the pliers finally breaking near the pivot joint at 627 pounds. And the Speedwalks held on longer than most of the other pliers, with the handles finally bending at 629 pounds. The cutting knives are still in pretty good shape. And the Irwin pliers are also pretty rugged, with the handles finally bending at a peak force of 705 pounds. And the Tecton pliers never broke, but the handles became badly bent and the test was ended at 499 pounds. The cutting knives are still in good condition, and the wheel pliers have performed very well throughout the showdown, and the lower jaw finally broke at 548 pounds. There's quite a bit of damage to the cutting knives, and the working end of the performance tool pliers outlasted the handles, and I ended the test at 505 pounds. The handles are badly bent, but the cutting knives are still in pretty good shape, and the Blue Point pliers definitely seem way overpriced considering their performance. And the pliers broke near the pivot joint at 417 pounds. And the Barnwell pliers have performed quite a bit better than average throughout the showdown, and the axle broke at 543 pounds. And the NWS pliers have trailed the Barnwell pliers throughout the showdown. However, they barely outlasted the Barnwell pliers in this test at 557 pounds. And the cutting knives experienced quite a bit of damage. And the gear wrench pliers have performed quite a bit better than average throughout the showdown, and the handles became badly bent at 565 pounds in this test. The cutting knives are still in great shape. I'm wearing a face shield and lots of protective equipment. Even so, it still makes me a little bit nervous when the load on the handles reaches 823 pounds. Over the years, I've tested at least 50 different pliers, including compact bolt cutters. And none of the pliers I previously tested were able to cut through a hex key, and all the pliers were badly damaged from this test. And the Knipex cutters made the cut in 397 pounds. Very impressive! And the cutting knives did experience some damage, but they're still in good shape. And the Ghidorah pliers offer a tremendous amount of leverage, but the cutting knives are way too dull to cut through an Allen key. And the pliers are badly bent at 290 pounds. So which pliers are the best? And it's been a really long time since I've seen a product run circles around the competition as badly as the Knipex ran circles around all the other brands. And the Knipex pliers finished in first place or earned the best possible rating of 1 in every category except for clipping the staple off close to the panel. If it's all about price and value, the Wea pliers also performed very well at 2.7. Finally, the gear wrench did well with a finish of 3.3. It's hard to believe the Knipex ran circles around the competition so badly. It's a very good set of pliers and definitely worth the extra cost. A big thank you to everyone that supports the channel. Reviewing products costs a lot of money, and I couldn't do it without everyone's support. All the videos in this channel, including this one, are viewer suggested. So if you have a video idea, I hope you'll take time to leave a comment. Thanks so much for watching. Please take care and I look forward to next time.